Christmas. It first began in Rome in the 4th century, but wasn't well celebrated by Christians worldwide until around the 9th. It's thought the festivities initially marked the pagan tradition of the winter solstice, but when the Romans chose the 25th of December as Jesus Christ's birthday, the festival began to evolve into what we now know as Christmas. Many people celebrate with their families, singing carols and watching Christmas films. A personal favourite of mine is the film Rare Exports. Set in a small village in Finland, it follows the tale of a boy and his father who stumble across Father Christmas, but not the figure we know from the Coca-Cola advert. This Santa sports a set of huge goat's horns and takes the naughty list a bit more seriously. If you've not seen it, I recommend adding it to your Christmas viewing. Inspired by Rare Exports, this Christmas special will explore a version of Santa Claus that many people have left in the past. Both Sweden and Finland celebrate a holiday known as St. Knut's Day. It was a celebration of the new year and a night of feasting. But there was another being who came out to celebrate in Finland, and this creature was called Nuotipuki, which reportedly comes from the name the New Year's Book. He was a humanoid figure with a goat's head and two enormous horns protruding from his skull. The Nuotipuki didn't work alone and had a host of friends who travelled around with him. Many Finnish people are especially connected to their dead around Christmas and often take candles to sit on the grave of loved ones on Christmas Eve and St. Knut's Day. The Nuotipuki was said to ward away the evil spirits who may be attempting to take root during this time, but he did not do it without a price. When the Nuotipuki came knocking, he would demand the Christmas leftovers of food and alcohol, and you would be wise to give him what he asks for, not just for the protection against the malevolent spirits, but because the Nuotipuki didn't take kindly to being refused. Your house would be plagued with bad luck, and he would go into a rage, scaring away livestock, destroying your garden, and harassing you and your servants. The Nuotipuki was not just a creature from folklore, but a reality. Young men from nearby villages would dress up as Nuotipuki, donning unnerving masks made from sheep's hide, large horns, and a sheepskin cape. The men would arrive at the door of strangers demanding the leftovers. As the group became more and more intoxicated, they would become destructive, causing chaos at the houses they descended upon. An old proverb from Western Finland states, "Good St. Thomas brings Christmas, evil Knut takes it away." As the legend and reality of the Nuotipuki grew, it changed over time. And now the role of Nuotipuki is taken on by children and has a far less sinister and destructive nature. Although the tradition is not continued everywhere in Finland, the Nuotipuki still lives on in regions such as Sakunta and southwest Finland. The Finnish version of Santa Claus is notably similar to the Nuotipuki, and he is known as Joulupukki. His name roughly translates as Yule Goat, and comes from the pagan midwinter celebration, Yule. The movement away from a Christmas figure demanding gifts to one who gave them out took a long time. Up until the 1930s, Joulupukki still mostly resembled the Nuotipuki with his goat-like appearance. But then, the Joulupukki's image began to mould into the more modern version of Santa that we see today. These days he wears red robes and is pulled on a sleigh led by reindeer, a far cry from the goat-headed creature of old. But despite his original unnerving appearance, Joulupukki is not the evil Santa stumbled upon in the 2010 Finnish film Rare Exports. The creature which punishes those who are naughty, not nice, resembles a far more widespread demon of folklore. A demon known across the world as Krampus. Believed to have originated in Germany, Krampus has existed for many centuries and is the counterpart of Saint Nick. Many sources have traced back the origins of Krampus to a priest named Necht Ruprecht. Stories of Ruprecht go back to the 9th century. A priest dressed in dark robes, he was known for carrying out punishments on those who misbehaved or sinned. In Christian teachings, saints were people who rewarded good deeds and kindness. This meant in return, they had attendants who carried out their punishments. According to folklore, Necht Ruprecht was the attendant of Saint Nicholas. His presence can still be found in modern-day Germany. During festivals and Christmas fairs, Necht will accompany Saint Nick, often dressed in a dark robe with a hood. He will generally be carrying a rod or a cane. In Alpine tradition, Ruprecht is a servant rather than a priest, and his name was often used to refer to the devil. And it is in the Alps that the tale of Krampus was born. Ruprecht began to evolve into the humanoid demon we know today. The word Krampus translates as claw. Legend claims he is the son of Hel, the goddess of the realm of the dead, and the grandson of the trickster Loki. This tie to Norse lore would explain the similarities between Krampus and figures such as the Nautipuki. The recurring image of the goat, or goat's horns, has been linked to Thor, and is thought to represent strength and power. In the myths, Thor is said to own two giant goats with huge horns. They were named Tanngrydsnudds and Tanngnjotsnudds, their names translating as teeth-bearer or snarler and teeth-grinder. The goats pulled Thor's chariot and were viewed throughout history as symbols of feasting and replenishing. They have also been linked to sacrifice and shamanic rituals. These could well be the reason for the creation of the Yule goat, a pagan symbol and tradition observed throughout Scandinavia and Northern Europe, and perhaps another explanation for the creatures of Christmas to have their goat-like appearance. Despite his links to various cultures and stories, the figure of Krampus stands strong on his own. Krampus is said to be a terrifying sight. His long, sharp horns protrude from his head. In his mouth are fangs and a forked tongue. His eyes were bloodshot and his body covered in black fur. A deranged look on his face, he was said to instill terror on any who saw him. The demon Krampus became intrinsically linked to Christmas, and he was given his own day at the start of December. But instead of a day of giving, Krampus brought a day of reckoning. On the 5th of December, he would travel up from hell and carry out his judgment. To the children deemed naughty, he would leave a rod in their shoes, sometimes even taking out his own bundle of sticks and striking the misbehaving children. After beating them, Krampus would stuff the children into sacks and take them back down with him to the fiery pits of hell, never to return. By the 12th century, The Catholic Church had had enough of the demon and did their best to rid him from society. They banned the celebrations of Krampusnacht and forbade his tale from being told. For a long time, this worked, and Krampus was suppressed as a popular figure of Christmas, but they couldn't get rid of him forever. In the early 19th century, he began to make a return. His image began appearing on postcards in Northern Europe, and he was proving to be popular with tourists and locals alike. By the 20th and 21st century, Krampusnacht was once again being celebrated in Europe. Those celebrating dress up in horns and robes and chase naughty children and parents through the streets. But these festivals were banned during World War II, as fascists believe Krampus was a symbol of the Social Democrats. But no matter how much he is pushed down, Krampus keeps finding his way back. After being picked up by Hollywood in the 21st century, the tale of Krampus is more well known than it has ever been. There are many cities in America who even hold their own Krampuslauf, or Krampus runs, on the 5th of December. Tales of the dark and sinister seem to persist no matter the time of year, with folk horror appearing to be more popular than ever. And there seems no better time to share these tales than in the dark of midwinter. So a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and may you only be visited by Saint Nick and celebrate Yuletide cheer. Thank you for listening to this Christmas special of The Folklorist, which was researched, written, and recorded by Alana Cook. Please rate and subscribe, and you can find us on Instagram at The Folklorist Podcast and on Twitter at Folklorist Pod. And if you know of any weird and wonderful stories from around the globe, please send us a message. Thank you for listening.